السلام عليكم brothers and sisters.
السلام يا
فلسطين. The Palestinian people are fighting a Western colonialist racist movement. The same type of colonialist Western imperialism that went into Africa and to Asia, and with the concept that they have a divine entitlement to the land, and that they are bringing civilization and a superior culture to those barbarians. Now, all over the world, that type of colonialism has been defeated, and the last bastion of colonialism now is in Palestine. Zionist Israel is there, and this is why the people of the world, around the world, are standing with the Palestinian people. The Palestinian people are strong. Their will has not been destroyed. Their country was usurped. They have been killed. They have been murdered. But their will is still strong. They are standing firmly, and they want the world to stand with them. Palestine in the past, as was mentioned, was occupied by the Crusaders for 200 years. In the end, it was the unity of the Arabs and the Muslims that brought freedom to Palestine. This time, it is the unity of the people of the world, because people all over the world, in Europe, in America, in Canada, in Latin America, are all standing with the Palestinian people. And that's the only way that the Palestinian people will achieve their victory and return to their homeland. Because the governments, unfortunately, the governments of the Arab world are all corrupt or under the heels of the Americans. And the governments in the West, still some of them are supporting this racist entity, because it is really a continuation of their imperial past. And this is why the only way for us to help the Palestinians is to listen to their call, the call that was made by 172 civil society organizations in Palestine. They said the way to defeat Israel, Zionism, and its backers, the United States and Western Europe, is for the people of the world to join the boycott and divestment and sanctions campaign. And this campaign has three basic requests, which are based on justice, international law. And they are that the occupation of 1967 of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem should end, that the apartheid wall should be dismantled. The second request is that the Palestinian refugees, the 6 million Palestinian refugees who have been expelled from their country since 1948, should return to their homeland in accordance with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the United Nations Resolution. And finally, that within Israel proper, there is 1.5 million Palestinian citizens of Israel who are discriminated against in 35 different laws, and that these laws should be abolished, and there should be total equality for the citizens in Israel, regardless of their ethnicity and religion. And we and as Canadians, we should stand with these demands, because they are humanist demands, they are just demands, they are demands which are in accordance with Canadian Charter, which prohibits discrimination, racism, and they are in accordance with international law, which prohibits oppression and occupation. So let us all then heed the call of the Palestinian people until they achieve these goals, because we are part of them. Each one of us is a Palestinian. The 9 Turks who died on the flotilla were Palestinians. Rachel Corrie, who died in Palestine protecting the preventing the destruction of Palestinian homes, is a Palestinian. The 60 Pakistanis who died yesterday in Kuta when they were rallying for Al-Quds are Palestinians. And the Canadian boat which will be going to Gaza by Canadians, these are all Palestinians. And Palestine will win, because the people of the world are the word Palestine.
Netanyahu, you will see!
Palestine will be free!
And for Obama, you will see!
us to stand up against the zalim of our time. And once again, I keep on repeating that alhamdulillah, you are blessed to be standing here in front of the oppressor of our time. I would also like to take 30 seconds, a moment of silence, and recite Surah Fatiha for the shuhada everywhere, but especially the over 90 people that died in Quetta while commemorating the Al-Quds Day, and they were slaughtered by the same people that are occupying and their agents in Pakistan, and many other people who died there, hundreds were injured, including the cousin and brother of Brother Munir here. So again, we offer our condolences to him and to the families of all shuhada, and inshallah, may Allah give them the place in heaven. And let's recite a Surah Fatiha before I invite my next speaker.